With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A new article points out the suffering Hamas causes for Palestinians in the ongoing conflict in Gaza. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
David Suisse is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Jewish Journal. In a recent column, he states that the actions of Hamas would be considered war crimes by any other aggressor. Suisse says the actions of the terrorist group aren't just focused on Israeli citizens, but Palestinians as well. Suisse writes, "We must hold Hamas accountable not just for the war crimes of October 7th against Israel, but for war crimes against its own people." He continues, "The unspoken tragedy the world has ignored is Hamas's cruel and depraved strategy to get as many Palestinians killed as possible. As far as Hamas is concerned, that cruel strategy has worked perfectly." I'm Bernie Bennett.
The detention facility known as Alligator Alcatraz is being used as a way stop for the deportation of illegal immigrants.
Florida's governor says deportation flights from Alligator Alcatraz have started.
The flights are going. I think the cadence is going to increase. I think you're going to continue to see the numbers really go up dramatically.
Critics call the facility inhumane. DeSantis and other Republicans have defended it as part of the state's push to support the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration.
Correspondent Haya Panwami reporting. A Southwest airline jet heading to Las Vegas from Southern California took a dramatic plunge shortly after takeoff Friday. In response to an alert about a nearby plane injuring two flight attendants, authorities and passengers, according to their story, Southwest Flight 1496 responding to an onboard alert about another aircraft in the vicinity, the FAA is investigating. U.S. troops are sharing command stations and vehicles with civilian immigration authorities at the southern border. Under an emergency declaration from President Trump, a two-star general leads 7,600 border troops and an assortment of helicopters and drones. This is SRN News. An unusual response to drug problems in Toronto. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Officials in the Canadian city are responding to a surge in narcotics use by handing out so-called harm reduction kits. They include syringes for shooting drugs and pipes for smoking drugs, and some contraceptives as well. Pro-family groups and clergymen are decrying the kits, but Toronto officials say they believe the program will keep people who use drugs safer while using them. The kits do not contain any information about how to get off drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University has reached a deal with the Trump administration to pay more than $220 million to the federal government. This will restore taxpayer funding to the school, which was canceled in the name of combating anti-Semitism on campus. The Ivy League school will also pay $21 million to resolve civil rights violations as well. This is SRN News. It's almost time to catch summer's double meteor showers.
The Southern Delta Aquarid and Alpha Capricornid meteor showers peak in the early morning of July 30th. With minimal interference from moonlight, the meteors should appear bright and clear if viewed away from city lights. Each shower is expected to produce up to a dozen visible meteors per hour. The Alpha Capricornids may have tails that linger longer in the night sky. Viewing of each shower lasts through August 12th. The next major meteor shower, the Perseids, will peak in mid-August. Keith Peters reporting.
A grenade is missing from the scene of an explosion that killed three Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies. That according to L.A. County Robert Luna, who said one of the grenades detonated, the other can't be found. He said since the explosion, he's called for an independent review of the policies and practices of the arson and explosives team. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.